The mining company Lonmin has confirmed the signing of an agreement, which means the end of the strike at its Marikana mine in the northwest. Workers are expected to be back at work on Thursday. An agreement was signed in Rustenburg at about 10:30 this evening, South African time.
As you know, Kurt, this strike was about wages. What did the workers get, and are they satisfied?
The workers appear to be very, very happy with their wage increase. Rockdrill operators, who were demanding 12,500 rand a month, are now getting 11,000 rand a month before deductions. Production team leaders are getting 13,000 rand a month, and operators 9,800 rand a month. Workers are also going to receive a once-off bonus of 2,000 rand each.
The strike also had some economic and political implications. I even think that the South African President Jacob Zuma had alluded to the economic implications. Could you tell us briefly those implications?
Well, there's a commission of inquiry, first of all, into the violence at the mine last month, in which 34 workers were shot dead, apparently by police. So there's a commission of inquiry into the violence at the mines. But the country's main trade union federation, COSATU, is also demanding a second commission of inquiry, which they would like to focus on the economic and social aspects of the mining sector in South Africa.
Politically, I mean, there are some who are suggesting that the strike speaks to perhaps the simmering dissatisfaction with the government's ability to improve the conditions of people. I heard Julius Malema, the former youth leader, speaking to the workers on this. What does the government think now from here?
Yes, there's obviously dissatisfaction that miners have to work in under these conditions 18 years after the end of apartheid. But I think that question's better answered by direct questions to the government.
So you said that the workers will resume work on Thursday.